Sebastian Yapresso's novel about World War I, called A Very Long Engagement, became an immediate bestseller in France when it was published there in 1991. It's just been translated into English, and critic Maureen Corrigan warns that once you start reading it, you'd better be prepared to cancel all other plans for the next couple of days.
In Milan Kundera's novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, there's a scene at a cocktail party where a woman lectures to her fellow guests about the two categories of literature. She says, "There are books meant for daytime reading and books that can be read only at night." I recalled that scene almost as soon as I began A Very Long Engagement. This is, without a doubt, the kind of pensive, heartbreaking book you should save for a sleepless night, when the only distractions will be the sound of your own breathing and, most probably, the solitary embarrassment of a few tears. Sebastian Yapresso's novel is a murder mystery, a fierce love story, and a vivid portrait of France during and after World War I. Its atmosphere is gothic and dreamy, all quiet on the Western Front crossed with Wuthering Heights. The story opens on the snowy evening of January 6, 1917. French soldiers are marching five of their own men, prisoners, through the trenches. These men have been condemned for trying to invalid themselves out of the war by shooting their own hands. At the end of the last trench, the prisoners are thrown over the top into no man's land. We learn the former civilian identities of the five men as they disappear into the night. There's a carpenter nicknamed the Eskimo, a radical trade unionist, a taciturn farmer known only as That Man, a pimp named Angel, and a shell-shocked 19-year-old named Manek. By the following morning, their five corpses will lie scattered over the wasteland, and that should be the end of the whole shameful episode. But Manek's fiancée, a 17-year-old named Mathilde, won't rest until she satisfies her agonizing curiosity about his exact fate. Here's how Yapresso lyrically describes Mathilde's quest for the truth. "A wire snaked its way through all the trenches. Mathilde has seized hold of it. It guides her into the labyrinth from which Manek has not returned. She never loses heart. She tells herself that if this wire does not lead her back to her lover, that's all right. She can always use it to hang herself." Mathilde is an astonishing creation. She's cunning and bossy, and although she's been confined to a wheelchair since childhood, she travels all over France to interview comrades and relatives of the dead men. Through letters, lies, and flashbacks, Yapresso gives distinctive voices here to a battalion of characters. He's also adept at slow-motion suspense. In the early months of Mathilde's investigation, she learns the five soldiers lived for hours during that night in no man's land. Manek even built a snowman out there. Over the next few years, she collects odd clues about their deaths: a pair of boots, a lost glove, encoded letters. And as her search draws to a close, Mathilde crosses into the twilight world of the dead to learn the truth from a soul in torment. If that's too metaphorical a plot summary for you, the plain English explanation is, I don't want to give away the surprise ending. The usual compliment to pay a great novel is to say, I couldn't put it down. But A Very Long Engagement was so terribly moving, sometimes I just had to.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Very Long Engagement by Sebastian Yapresso, that's spelled J-A-P-R-I-S-O-T.